I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. Yesterday, we told you about a British journalist who inadvertently ended up on an international flight with a full-sized aerosol can of hairspray in her carry-on. Well, today we have a story of a man who got on a flight in Slovakia with plastic explosives in his luggage. He didn't know there was anything dangerous in his luggage either. The World's Carol Zahl has more.
It all started this past Saturday as a security exercise at Poprad Tatry Airport in eastern Slovakia. Border police there put plastic explosives in a passenger's luggage to see if sniffer dogs could detect it. The only problem was, they didn't tell the passenger what they'd done.
You know, I've never heard of anybody doing that. I would never put real explosives in somebody else's luggage.
Doug Laird runs an aviation security consulting firm, and he used to be security director with Northwest Airlines. He says Northwest would run security tests at airports, but never without a passenger's knowledge.
We would place it, we would watch it, and we'd see the test, then we'd recover it. But you'd never let it get away for obvious reasons.
Okay, so now back to the security test in Slovakia. 49-year-old Stefan Ganda had no idea that two batches of plastic explosives had been placed in his bag. Slovakian officials say a sniffer dog did detect the explosives, and a police handler went to remove them from the luggage. But now the story gets a bit fuzzy. Authorities say the official removed one batch of explosives, but he was distracted and somehow forgot to remove the second batch. Bottom line, Mr. Ganda got on his flight, which was headed for Dublin. The border police did alert the pilot before takeoff that there were explosives on board, but the pilot decided it was safe to fly. That's because the materials couldn't explode without a detonator. And the pilot did send a telex to Dublin, but he sent it to the wrong place. Irish Times reporter Conor Lally says that people in Ireland are still appalled.
First of all, people find it absolutely shocking that a police force of any state would plant explosives in the bags of passengers at airlines as part of some kind of training exercise.
And they also find it incredible that when the police in Slovakia realized what had happened, they didn't immediately inform the police or the airport in Ireland.
They basically depended on the pilot on a, privately run airline to send a telex to a private firm that actually, handles airplanes here in airports to inform them that there were actually plastic explosives on a plane.
But the Slovak authorities did call Stefan Ganda to tell him what was in his knapsack.
He was completely unaware that the explosives were there until he received a call from the Slovak police on Monday evening informing him that explosives were actually in his bag and, asking him to go and check his bag.
Lally says Ganda must have been surprised, especially when, after the Slovaks finally did inform the Irish police, he was arrested yesterday.
I'm sure he was even, far more shocked when the Irish police kicked in his door here on Tuesday morning. And, he was obviously brought in for questioning for a period of about 2.5 hours, despite the fact that he was, totally innocent.
Mr. Ganda was released without charge, and the Slovak Interior Minister has expressed profound regret over the incident. For The World, I'm Carol Zahl.